Well, today we're expected to find out who the next Prime Minister of Australia will be. We'll find out also the makeup of the next Australian government and thus determine the future of our great country. Those decisions will be made by the three country independents who, after 2.5 weeks of deliberations, are expected to announce their decision around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Now, these men would have had a great many things weighing on their mind and affecting their decision making, but one of the things that's had a recurring theme is stability of government. And on that point, it's hard to see how a rainbow alliance of the Greens and Labor and Independent plus three country independents is going to provide more stability than the proven coalition between the Liberal National Party working hand in hand with these three country independents. After decades of being the voice of regional and rural Australia, the coalition knows that the Labor Party doesn't care about regional and rural Australia. These three men must know that in their own hearts. And ultimately, if they can want a better deal for regional and rural Australia, they should side with the coalition government. Of course, no one knows how they're going to go at this point, but there's a heck of a lot hinging on it, not just for the parties involved, but for the future of our country. We need to make sure our budget bottom line is back in the black. We need to make sure that there is no more waste of taxpayers' money. We need to restore some accountability and scrutiny to government, and we need to restore the faith in government by the Australian people. That's what a coalition can deliver. I hope the three country independents will make that decision this afternoon, but certainly none of us knows right now.